Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 70. This chapter has six psukim in it. The Mefarshim suggests David said this short prayer when he was fleeing Yerushalayim for his life because he was being chased by his son Avshalom. This chapter opens with the words L'manatzeach l'David l'hazkir, a song of David to remember. David asks God to remember to save him from his adversaries. Rashi brings the following medrash to explain how this chapter is really a continuation of the previous one. A king with many sheep once got angry and drove out his flock, dismantled their barn, and sent out the shepherd. When the king's anger subsided, he rebuilt the barn and brought the sheep back, but excluded the shepherd. The shepherd then approached the king and said, "You brought everything back except for me. Please bring me back." So too, the previous chapter ended with how God has rebuilt Yerushalayim. So David was now saying, "God, please save me and bring me back to your city so it once again can have a proper leader." Alternatively, you can say, David was speaking to himself, using self-talk by telling himself to remember all the times Hashem had saved him when he was younger. This was David's way of drawing strength by recalling the goodness of the past to give himself strength in that particular moment. Or perhaps you can say, there's a great spiritual and psychological lesson over here. David was speaking to himself as an attempt to wake up and remember his deeper nature. This is key to dealing with suffering and pain. When life gets difficult, we often find ourselves with lack of inner strength and resolve to deal with our circumstances. But when we remember our deeper nature, that we're a soul, we all possess reservoirs of well-being. We begin to feel stronger and more confident to navigate the storms of life. But when we forget who we really are, the fact that we're all manifestations of the divine energy of life, we feel cut off from our innate resilience and natural insight that we all possess. Therefore, David was saying, L'manatzeach l'David l'hazkir, a song of David to remember, because he was remembering his neshama by waking himself up inside to gain further insight, strength, and perspective to deal with his life-threatening situation. Moving onward, in this chapter, David asks Hashem to quickly rescue him from those who want him dead. David no longer wanted to be laughed at by his enemies. David prays for their ultimate demise. David ends the chapter with a prayer of hope for those who have true emunah, faith in God, to not feel let down, for them to experience the joy of serving God. David then turns inwards in verse 6 by calling himself poor in need. Obviously, David wasn't degrading himself. David saw his humanness and frailty. Therefore, he was merely saying he's humble and totally reliant on God for salvation. David didn't see life as separate from God. He had completely removed his ego to let the light of God in. Let us merit to remember God in everything we do, to see God is present the entire time and has never left. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.